Tony.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. And next week marks the 40th anniversary of a seminal civil rights case. In 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear a case about busing and segregation in Detroit's schools. So we're going to take a look back, do a little history on the radio, and explore just how this case forever changed the educational landscape of Metro Detroit. Mark Litt and his dad, Ray, are showing me around the halls at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy.
The lockers actually bring back a lot.
It's a charter school, a high school. But 40 years ago, it was a Detroit public school called Vanderburg Elementary. And as a fourth grader here, Mark Litt was a part of the big civil rights case out of Detroit that has faded from a lot of people's memories, even Mark's.
It's something that I haven't thought about in many years. I think it's something that people aren't very aware of.
The Litts lived in a neighborhood that was racially segregated, and they did not want Detroit's schools to reflect that. So they and some other families were represented by the NAACP, and the case eventually became Milliken v. Bradley. As part of that case, a judge ordered kids from the suburbs to be bused into Detroit and vice versa, to fix the longstanding racial segregation.
There were people in the burbs that were fighting the idea because kids coming from the Detroit, to the suburbs, At that time there was, as Coleman Young would say, we're on the other side of 8 Mile Road.
Saying people fought the idea is putting it mildly. When nearby Pontiac tried to bus kids to desegregate their schools during the same period, the Ku Klux Klan blew up 10 buses before school started.
The tensions are growing by the hour.
The United States Supreme Court stepped in and struck down the Detroit Metro plan before it even got going.
What did end up happening was there was some busing inside the Detroit school district, which I was part of.
It was wildly unpopular. Even Mark Litt thought there should be a better way to integrate schools.
Using busing as a vehicle for social reform, I just think that it's very extreme. Maybe it was arrived at back then as almost a solution of last resort.
Mark's dad, Ray Litt, says it was a last resort.
When the DPS, the Detroit Public School System, attempted to change their boundaries so there would be this kind of integration, the state stopped that, which then gave rise to the lawsuit that we had against the state of Michigan.
That's right. Detroit attempted to do what lots of education reformers today say is a solid idea for achieving racial and economic diversity. But when the Detroit School Board redrew its district lines, the state legislature passed a law to stop that plan. That's when the lawsuit that came to be known as Milliken v. Bradley started. Joyce Baugh is a professor at Central Michigan University and has written one of the very few books about it.
Milliken is sort of like a missed opportunity, I think. There's got to be some kind of way to rethink the whole system.
To Baugh and to the Litts, the case was partly about racial segregation, but it was also very much about trying to make sure all kids have the same shot at resources and a high-quality education. And while these events happened 40 years ago, we're still looking for a solution to that problem. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.